This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Tonight marks the first night of Hanukkah, the eight-day Jewish holiday known as the Festival of Lights. And for many Jewish families this year, the tradition of lighting the menorah, playing dreidel, sharing gifts, and enjoying time together might be different. Joining us now to talk about celebrating Hanukkah during the pandemic are two rabbis from Illinois. Rabbi Bina Wing is at Temple Beth El in Rockford. Hello, Rabbi Wing. Welcome back to the 21st.
Hi. Sorry, I was muted there for a second.
That's okay. It's the Zoom era. We accept this as the price of communicating in a pandemic. I also want to welcome Rabbi Rebecca DeBow, who is at Moses Montefiore Temple in Bloomington, Illinois. I also want to note she's also believed to be the first woman who is deaf to be ordained as a rabbi in the world. Hello, Rabbi DeBow. Welcome to the 21st.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. And listeners, we want to invite you to join our conversation. 800-222-9455 is the number. We want to know, how will you and your family be celebrating Hanukkah this year? Or we'd love to hear if you have a favorite Hanukkah tradition. The number to call again, 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Rabbi DeBow, I want to start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of Hanukkah and its significance in Judaism?
Yes. What's interesting is that unlike many Jewish holidays, Hanukkah is not mentioned in the Bible. And it's actually based on a historical event from the books of the Maccabees, Book 1 and Book 2. So specifically in the year 168 before the Common Era, there was a Syrian king named Antiochus who sent his soldiers to Jerusalem, and they desecrated the temple, which was the holiest place for the Jews at the time. Not only was the temple desecrated, but the king Antiochus abolished Judaism, and the Jewish people were forbidden to practice and celebrate the Jewish faith. And then Judah the Maccabee and his people, small but mighty, came back in and defeated the Syrian armies of Antiochus, and we got the temple back.
I was going to say, and for listeners who may not be familiar with the traditions of Judaism and Hanukkah, what do the lights on the menorah symbolize?
Right. Well, the light of the menorah is that when Judah the Maccabee came back, and you remember the temple was completely destroyed, and they looked through all the ruins and they found oil, and it looked like it was just enough oil to last for one day, but it lasted for 8 days. But the oil symbol, it was used to light the menorah. So light, the menorah, the representation of freedom and a miracle that took place at that.
The miracle temple being you have enough oil for one night and it burns for eight nights, hence the eight lights, the eight candles we often see now, not oil, but candles on a menorah. Rabbi Wing, I want to bring you into the conversation. How have you and your congregation observed Hanukkah in the past, and how might it look different this year?
So we've done different things in different years. It's primarily a home holiday, so there isn't a whole lot that takes place at the temple. That being said, so the Sunday school at some point during Hanukkah usually has like some Hanukkah games, and we eat some of the traditional foods as part of that. There's always one Friday night that falls during Hanukkah. And so sometimes in the past, we've had a Hanukkah dinner where we invite everyone to come and they bring their menorahs. And so we have a dinner as part of the evening. In addition, we have worship services as well on that Friday because it's also Shabbat. And it's, you know, been considered sort of a festive time to get together.
And for people who are not of the Jewish faith, I think, you know, Hanukkah is often mentioned in the same breath as Christmas, which is obviously a very important date on the Christian calendar, but Hanukkah is not one of the more significant, certainly religious observances in Judaism, right?
Right, right. It's a minor holiday. In fact, if you were listing the Jewish holidays in order of importance, it's actually pretty far down the list. But because of its proximity to Christmas, as you mentioned, it's gotten sort of bigger, and it happens. It's probably the most well-known Jewish holiday because of its proximity to Christmas. But the reality is that it's pretty minor on the calendar. There's no work restrictions. There's very little in terms of what you're mandated to do and not do.
Rabbi Dubow, I want to ask you, community is such an important part of Jewish culture. I wonder, how does the pandemic, especially during holidays like this, where at least families get together, how does that prompt reflection and maybe a reconsideration of what community is? And how does that look in your congregation?
Well, I think we think of the term, it's not social distancing, it's physical distancing. So the idea is, fortunately, because of technology, we are doing everything virtual. Yes, we're not able to be with our loved ones who don't live near us. But as you heard Rabbi Ring was saying, that fortunately, because this holiday is in the home, everybody got, and we had a home, and we can do what we can to enjoy. So yes, everything is happening virtual. Yes, there is a little disconnection of community, but we are doing our best to reach out. We may even have a drive-in to drive by the synagogue on Sunday because people are so anxious to be in person, but we have to see. But it gives something for us to look forward to, and everybody can show off the menorahs and light them in front of everybody, but this will be outside. So that we're calling it the new normal. We are doing what we can because we can still light the menorah. But that doesn't stop us because we're not able to be together in person.
Sure. Listeners, if you're just joining us, we're talking about this year's Hanukkah celebrations. The first of eight nights begins today at sundown. Our guests are Rabbi Bina Wing from Temple Beth El in Rockford and Rabbi Rebecca Dubow at Moses Montefiore Temple in Bloomington. Rabbi Dubow, I want to ask you, I'm curious if you'd be willing to share a little bit about what it's like being a rabbi who is deaf. How does that affect leading religious services and meeting and listening to members of your congregation?
Well, my first comment is, I don't know what it means to be a rabbi who's hearing. But in all due respect, the biggest challenge, you're right, is people wearing masks. And I am a fluent lip reader. And they have those shield see-through, but still it fogs up. But anyway, I'm in a congregation that's been very welcoming and very grateful to have a rabbi, especially in a small community. And it is a beautiful, sacred partnership. And we work together, and they recognize my challenges, but they realize we all have challenges in what we do. So that's the way I look at it. We all have our own.
Is that they adore you.
Thank you.
And Rabbi Wing, we need to conclude our conversation here soon, but given the unusual nature of circumstances around this holiday and all the holidays this year, I wonder, what is your message to your congregation this year for Hanukkah?
You know, in some ways, the message of Hanukkah is that we bring light into the darkness and hope when all hope seems lost. You know, when we think about the military victory of Judah the Maccabean and his band, you know, it was sort of the weak against the strong. And in these, you know, dark days of winter, the holiday's always been about bringing light. In fact, that's why we start with one candle and then add more candles. So it's more light as the holiday goes on. And these days, you know, even though it's the same message every year, it seems even more poignant than ever because everybody's struggling so much. And these dark days of winter feel in some ways even darker because we can't go out as much, we can't see other people, we can't sort of alleviate some of that darkness. And so in some ways, the message of Hanukkah is even more powerful that there's still hope even in the darkness.
Well, that is a lovely point, I think, on which to end our conversation. I want to thank our guests. They have been Rabbi Bina Wing from Temple Beth El in Rockford and Rabbi Rebecca DeBow at Moses Montefiore Temple in Bloomington. Thank you both so much for sharing your faith with us today on the 21st.
Thank you so much, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
And listeners, coming up, we are going to be talking about latkes, potato pancakes. It's a staple of Hanukkah celebrations. We're going to have that conversation after a short break. You're listening to The 21st. Stay with us.